Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Hit a path. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the gray. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
I have nothing else to do and I have nowhere else to go.
Crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It's the Big 550 KTRS, and we're back. We're back for another day.
Yay.
And Frank's still on vacation. Oh, man. But he called today, and he said that he'll be he'll probably be calling in later on. Here's my sense on this whole thing. Frank wants to take vacation. He really loves taking vacation. He likes being with his family and the kid. He had all the kids out there for Christmas. He loves doing that. Right now, all the kids are gone.
And it's just
Frank and his wife.
He's itching for something to do.
Just Frank and his wife. And so now he
yeah,
called me.
What are you going to do with your wife?
I know, yeah. He called me today, and he says, I might go on with you guys later on this afternoon. He saw a movie. I'm not going to tell you what movie it is, but he saw this movie last night, and he wants to talk about this movie. And so he's probably going to call in today and tomorrow for a little while and come on with us for a little bit. But I know he's itching. You can tell. Mm-hmm. You can tell just talking to him.
I know.
That he's like, okay, I don't know what else to do. I'm here with my wife.
And you know how he is. If he has stuff to say,
yes,
he doesn't want to wait another week and a half to say it.
No.
He's ready.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he'll probably call in a little bit later on, and he'll jump on the air with us for a little while. And today we're going to do something. I think it's going to be cool. Actually, we have a new member here in the studio with us. Well, he's not a new member to the show. He's not actually. He's been with the station for a while. He's been here for a while, but
Dan.
Yeah. What?
I think it's kind of cool how you're making it sound like this was all planned and Thursday, December 29th was the day that this guy was going to come in. But folks, quite honestly, we fly without a net here.
Yeah.
And it's so bad that this happened 92 seconds ago.
Yeah, probably.
It isn't like this was scripted, planned, thought out.
It was planned on for yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How well that went. It was so full yesterday, I you couldn't get me in.
Who is that mystery voice?
Yeah.
Sorry I interrupted you, Dan. I just want folks to know. I'm sure they do anyway.
It's
they have no clue who this is.
No, but he's our what do you call it? What would you call yourself? A resident geek?
Geek, yeah. Geek's good.
IT
nerd is all right.
Nerd, IT.
Expert is bad.
You don't have a pocket protector, though.
No. So, well, not that you can see.
Expert's bad, but geek.
Geek, nerd.
Consultant. Nerd. We always like that
consultant.
One.
Consultant.
IT consultant.
See, but consultant gets confused with radio consultants.
Oh, know. But you're not. Oh, you're the technical consultant, right?
Technical consultant works.
Yeah, okay. Technical consultant.
What? That's
easy for you. Jose Hernandez is here. And we thought maybe about 3:30, because a lot of people probably got new computers for Christmas. And if you're having any kind of problem with it, or if you have a question about computers or anything, Jose can answer those questions.
And maybe Jose could real quick give a, you know, I mean, he's a consultant here at the radio station. I would think that's sufficient enough credentials, but do you want to share some of the other clients that you have or not?
Other clients?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, okay.
No.
That's right.
I work as a senior engineer for a company in town called SageNet.
Whoa, senior engineer.
The software engineer or a junior engineer.
Hey, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's humor. That's computer humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Geek humor.
And KTRS Radio is one of the clients of SageNet that I work with.
I see.
Very good. So if you want to have computer questions, you can call later on. But we'll open the show up with the Burke segment by saying, does anyone have anything to say?
I do.
Oh, Karen Vale, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much. I have two things today, and I think that they shall balance one another.
They balance.
Stop it. Right. No, two are balanced.
Yeah, they're not. One's bigger.
The first is on the bad side. On the bad side. I want a moment of seriousness here because you know what? I address now the television news.
Oh.
Is this going to be more cheery talk like yesterday?
It has to do with the little six-year-old boy who was beaten to death.
And you know what? I wrote down some notes, too, about this.
Well, you're welcome to chime in here. Let me say this part first. In fact, the visitation, I understand, is going on right now for this little six-year-old boy.
Yeah, the funeral tomorrow.
Who only weighed 34 pounds.
Yeah.
You don't weigh 34 pounds in, like, 2 days. That's suggestive of, you know, long-term malnutrition, neglect, and they already established the case that the child had been physically abused, obviously then psychologically abused, emotionally abused. I don't want to see another friend of either one of these people, the mother or the live-in, not just a casual boyfriend who met her in the last 12 hours prior to this little boy's death. No, the live-in boyfriend. I don't care who delivered the fatal blow to that child. I don't really care. Both of those people, the mother and the live-in boyfriend, in my book, are already sentenced to double death. Their souls are already in hell for what they did. I don't want to see one more friend interviewed to say, you know what, he was a really good person and cared about that little kid.
No,
really?
He wasn't.
If that man never touched that child, he is guilty by association because he never intervened. He never helped. He never fed that child adequately, called the authorities. Nothing. I don't want to see it anymore. I'm tired of this.
I saw the mother when the mother said, I don't really think that she had anything to do with it, but I don't understand why she didn't stop it.
No, the mother of
no.
The mother of the
you
girl.
You cannot fix stupid,
of the
mother. I am sick and tired of entertaining these people. Quit giving them an audience. Just don't even give them the gratification of interviewing them.
But this guy had 5 orders of protection against him.
Mm-hmm.
Attempted against him because they couldn't find him to serve him.
They couldn't find him. Now, when you do a restraining order...
But let me ask this. Who initiated him? Not the mother of the child, because
he
was living with her. She must have been accepting the fact that he was either historically an abuser or was at the current time.
No, these are 5 different people.
Oh,
and
5.
One of them, 5 different people, and one of them was his brother. So one of them was his brother, and they didn't serve, 3 or 4 of them? They didn't get
any of them.
They never found him.
So why, to you television news people, do you even give a friend, why do you do that? Let's look at the facts. Why would you even do that?
You know why? It's because you're talking about it right now. That's why they do it.
You know what? I don't think so. I think they're so stupid that's all that they can get their hands on, and so it's something to tie into that. I am fed up with this, and it's about a little child who's dead and a double sentence of death because he died on Christmas.
Yeah, that's all.
My goodness.
And I can tell you right now, it's really slow news-wise this whole week.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely slow. But this guy had 5 orders of protection trying to issue against them. What's the window that they have to serve?
Oh, I don't know. And it would depend, I guess, on the state or the municipality. I don't know.
I think it was Missouri. But what's like the window for Missouri for a restraining order to be served? Is it
I think it's until it is served, like, but I
know.
Don't
know. Keep on file? No.
No.
They'll cancel.
No, they cancel it. If they don't catch up with the person, they cancel, and it's either 28 days or 30 days, something like that. If they don't catch up with the person, they just cancel it.
Well, and if those were generated out of Missouri, where was the guy living? In Illinois, in Cahokia. Well, but there is good news. In fact, there's terrific news, and it's a balance. The family at the Tomsok Reservoir, when the dam gave way and the whole home was washed right off its foundation, and mom and dad were kind of okay, and the kids were plucked out of the water and wherever. Well, the last child, if I heard correctly, the last child's been discharged from the hospital and will be able to be home with the family, and all the family survived.
Yep.
So, you know, there's some great news.
Did anyone die in that thing? I don't think they did.
No,
did
that's,
they?
No.
Not just that family, but
no,
the entire
nobody.
Area.
Wow. Which is amazing. So, yeah. I mean, there is good news. So, that's all I have.
And he was the kid, one of the kids was burned, had burns because they were trying to heat him up after he had hypothermia, right?
Oh, yeah, he had severe hypothermia.
His body temperature was down below 90 degrees, and they had to warm him up real quick, and that's why he had the third-degree burn.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything to say?
I do.
Peon!
Go, Ian!
You go, girl.
All right. I came across this fun list on the internet today, so I thought I'd share. It's the top 10 craziest science stuff you didn't know.
Science stuff?
Yeah.
I like this. And now, Jose's in here. Jose is a...
He's pretty a scientific,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's a scientific guy.
He's
a nerd, he's a geek, he's scientific.
Let's have it.
All right, did you know that you can hypnotize chickens?
You can?
You can.
Sure.
If you put the chicken's head down against the ground, and you continuously draw a line along the ground with a stick or a finger, and have the chicken watch it, it'll become hypnotized.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do with a hypnotized chicken?
You take an axe. Then you take
so
the axe.
Anyway.
Yeah. It means you're going to chop their heads off. No, but they'll remain immobile.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll remain immobile for somewhere between 15 seconds to 30 minutes.
It's quicker if you just hit them with a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hit them with a stick.
You got to catch them, though.
Oh, man, those chickens are nuts. We used to have Ethel Grinlow. I still remember the lady's name. When I was a kid growing up in Florissant. And now the whole area is all built up. It was down Shackelford Lane, heading towards Halls Ferry. There were it was all farmland, and it was the Grinlow's farm. And we used to go visit them all the time. And I jumped in with the chickens one time. Holy cow, they're maniacs!
Oh
and,
yeah.
And I jumped in with the pigs one time too, and I felt like Dorothy on the Wizard of
Oz.
What were you doing? Yeah, you had nothing better to do.
Just an idiot kid. My mom was in the house, and I thought I'm gonna see what the pigs are doing. I jump in with them.
Oh, no luck with the chickens. I'll try the pigs.
Yeah, I know. They went nuts. They all go nuts.
All what right. else is
and
on
then,
your list?
Next on the list is, did you know you can have a male arousal after you're dead?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
I
did
know
that.
I've heard that.
I knew that.
It
what?
Says it's called angel lust, and if a male dies while vertical or face down, once the heart stops pumping all the blood just... Gravity takes over, and it'll go to the lowest point.
Really?
So, yeah.
What about it, Ian? I already knew about that.
So if you die, and you're laying on your back, that's not going to happen.
It, yeah, but if you're face down,
if you're face down,
it'll flow down to
your feet.
So all
you're
of a sudden,
out of luck, man.
All of a sudden, that's a dead guy. A dead guy, and all of a sudden you see him moving up.
Stiff.
Yeah, you see him moving up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you have more?
Yes. Did you know your hand can have a life of its own?
In what way?
It's called alien hand syndrome, or Dr. Strangelove syndrome, and it's a neurological disorder in which one of the hands seems to take a life of its own.
Yeah.
And it what happens to people.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it happens with people who have... they'll have a surgery done to their brain, and then... where the two hemispheres are separated, and so I guess one side of the brain starts controlling one of the hands without the other side.
I don't know about
control.
It.
I don't drink. I'm the designated driver for my hand. I always go out and I pour beer over my hand to get it drunk. And then take advantage of it later.
Oh, please, hurry. Read another one
and,
before he talks more.
Did you know if you laugh too much, it can kill you?
Really?
Yeah, it's called fatal hilarity.
Fatal hilarity?
Yes.
This, no chance of that here.
No. Yeah, no. Not today. Not today. No, there was a guy, a 50-year-old in England. He was watching a show, and he started laughing. He 25 minutes he laughed, and then he keeled over.
Dead, wow.
I guess from the
fatal
heart.
Hilarity.
Yeah.
That's weird, because you always hear that laughing and everything's good for you.
Good for you, yeah.
In moderation, I guess,
yeah,
like
too much
everything,
of everything
else.
Yeah.
And, wow. Did you know it's true men can breastfeed?
Yeah, that I've heard too.
Wow, you can.
There are a couple isolated studies somewhere around the world, and
we can produce milk.
It said some men who are taking hormonal treatments for prostate cancer, they'll start to lactate.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's embarrassing. Walking in somewhere,
and it says it is also possible for men to induce lactation through a constant massage and simulated sucking of the nipplage over a long period of time. I didn't know that.
So you have to have somebody else simulating the sucking?
Well, good luck at reaching it. You can do it on your own.
I've seen some guys that could probably do it themselves.
There's man boobs out there.
You know what? You go to the beach or something like that, and you always like, there's always like one guy that walks by, and it's like, oh my.
Put on a top.
Yeah,
that's
really
usually me.
That ought to be against the law.
Oh, I've seen
that's
guys
nasty.
With really big.
Before Greenpeace tries to roll them back in the water.
Yeah.
Jose. All
right, one more. Finally. I think we've heard about this for a. Picking one's nose and eating it might be healthy.
Oh,
did you hear about that?
I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine. Oh, my God.
I know.
So can we not do this one?
Oh, yeah, do it.
No,
yeah.
No.
It says consumption of the nasal mucus.
No. No.
Nasal mucus.
Can actually help because it exposes the digestive system to bacteria. Accumulated in the mucus, thereby helping to strengthen the immune system.
Wow.
All right, I'll just take a vitamin.
Okay. Everybody eat up.
Yeah. So.
Take a couple of bugs in your salad.
Shut up.
You won't be able to
no,
see
now.
Them.
No, now. I mean it. Nasty.
I guess that's it.
Have really
shut
on the salad
up.
Bar, you got the lettuce, you
Dan?
Got some cheese, some
no
croutons.
Cheese.
Yeah, and then the little thing, yeah, no cheese. What are these, Brussels sprouts?
Look at that time.
Those are little tiny Brussels sprouts.
Hey, look, little grapes.
Oh, man, those are disgusting. Anybody
that's
else have?
Did you have anything to
that
say?
That was good. I don't know if I do or not. Does anybody else have anything to say? Jose? No?
No.
Trevor?
No, I don't have anything.
What the
uh-oh.
Heck? Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
V-E-R-N.
V-E-R-N. What do we do now? What do we do now? Personal property tax is due this weekend. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Postmarked by December 31st.
Yeah, so Saturday you have to have it postmarked. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people that forget about that. You set it aside and you
I
go.
Know.
So I'm just reminding everyone, personal property tax is due, which I think personal property tax is a big bunch of crap. So.
Yeah, second thing.
You know, if you're late, they treat you like a felon because you can't write a check. You have to pay them cash.
Really?
Suddenly, because I forgot to mail it on one day and I'm a day late paying it, I now have to give them cash versus the check.
That's
really?
In some counties, not all.
St. Louis County.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
You become a criminal suddenly.
Oh. And then they add some to it, don't they?
There's a percentage penalty
and stuff.
But it's not by day, it's by month, so you might as well wait to the end of January.
Isn't personal property tax, I've always thought that it's, in a way, against the law, because it's against the law to tax. And you've already paid tax on
but
the
But they say they're not taxing the tax. They're taxing the personal property.
Yeah.
Mm. You can file it in protest.
Yeah.
That way they can't spend it.
Yeah.
They have to put it in a separate escrow account.
Oh, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You can file a protest and then they keep your, and then they put it in escrow and then.
Set it aside.
Yeah, they put it in escrow and earn tons of interest on it.
No, to my knowledge, no interest earned on an escrow account for that.
Really? And then, but then after you lose, then they still get the money because you're going to lose no matter what. Because if you have personal property, you have to pay the stupid tax on it, which is a bunch of crap. And then the only other thing, and we'll take some phone calls too, but and we're going to talk to Jose. The only other thing is I am having the hardest time with this survey crap. I need this plot plan done.
Right.
And I have called survey companies. Jose, do you do surveys too?
No. No.
I need a plot plan to build a deck. It's an existing deck. The deck's already there, but we still need to get a permit to put up a replacement deck. Same size, same everything. But I've called survey companies. I've called the county. The county only has the plot plan for the neighborhood. And you can't take the plot plan out of the neighborhood and put it in you little piggy stupid plot plan. So I've been on the phone with these survey companies, and some of them are so busy they can't come out. Some of them, one lady argued with me. She says, you need to find out what kind of survey the county requires. And I said, a spot survey is all I require. And I said, you can tell me, this is what I need. I need a plot plan. I need a drawing of my of my property so I can submit it with the permit. And she goes, well, it depends on what the county requires. Ooh. I said, okay, let's say a spot check. And she goes, it depends on what the county requires.
I know, like, they're just so programmed to not answer you.
I'm like, good grief, lady, just give me an answer on something. So I am having the hardest time finding out, and I finally got a hold of someone at a survey company, an engineering company, and this lady was terrific. She said, this is exactly what you need, but I guess what? We're so busy, we can't get to it for months. I'm like, I need this done right away. Because your plot plan, I guess, is with your paperwork when you originally buy the house, and we cannot find the paperwork anywhere. It's somewhere inside the house.
It's in a safe place.
It's in a safe place. Yeah. So safe that we've lost it. We can't find it anywhere.
Isn't that frustrating?
Oh, man, and I'm going nuts with this thing. And I don't know how to get a plot plan. And now there's the spot survey, which is $150, $60, $70. And then there's the stake survey, which is like $400 or between $400 and $450. And then this lady tells me, well, you may need the stake survey because if they're going to do a drawing, I'm like, so it's $400?
You get little cool stakes left in the yard, exactly.
Yeah, with the orange paint on them.
And I even told her, I said, I kind of know where the property line is. Can't you just take one of those metal detectors and find it? Don't they drive stakes in or something where they have the detectors and they can find
sometimes
what it is?
They also used to put marks on the concrete when they poured the streets where the ending line was for the property line.
Oh, and you know what? And they did that, but you know what happened?
No.
They replaced every part in front of our house. They replaced the curb and the street and everything, so all those markings are gone.
That's a good idea I had, thanks.
Holy cow. And the original title company, I don't think they're around anymore. I don't know. Because your mortgages now get sold to other mortgage companies.
I know they do. It's pretty frustrating.
It is. I'm like beating my head against the wall trying to get a deck built.
Phones are full. Maybe we should take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Maybe someone has an answer for you.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll find out about the surveys and spot checks and plot plans, and we'll also talk to Jose Hernandez about some computers, too, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is the Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, John, said, let's go. We heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in. And we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
Open New Year's Day. 8 St. Louis area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
I'm Adam Bold of the Mutual Fund Store. Like many people, I put off cleaning out my closets until they're too full of clutter to hold anything else. I'm often surprised by some of the items I find. An old jacket that's gone out of style. An old wall hanging that was probably never in style. And a golf video that was going to change my game. Or might have if I'd actually watched it. Would you experience the same reaction if you cleaned out your investment portfolio? You'd probably find a trendy fund that somebody at work recommended. Or an annuity that made your broker a big fat commission but doesn't fit your investment plan anymore. Mutual funds are not buy and forget investments. The market changes, your needs change, and even the funds themselves can change managers or investment styles. At the Mutual Fund Store, we monitor your funds every day so there aren't any surprises. I can make room in my closet by having a garage sale or giving items to charity, but what do you do if your portfolio is full of clutter? Call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Every car maker is offering end-of-the-year savings. So where's the best deal on the best deal? Stop by any Moore dealership this week and find the car you want at the price you want with more savings, more selection, and more service. Now through the end of the year, you'll get the best cars at the absolute best prices and a whole lot more, including more time to shop, because every night this week, we're open till 9 and open till 5 on New Year's Eve. But hurry, when the year ends, so does the savings at every Moore location. More Cadillac Pontiac, more Kia Mitsubishi, more Jeep Nissan, and more Jaguar Aston Martin, all on Manchester between 270 and Clarkson. Need more reasons? Moore has more than 300 pre-owned cars, priced to sell now while supplies last. That's more Cadillac Pontiac, more Kia Mitsubishi, more Jeep Nissan, and more Jaguar Aston Martin. More Automotive. Our name is our promise. MoreAutoGroup.com.
There's a place in St. Louis where you can find all the games you love to play and the hottest promotions around. Like the Wish It, Win It, $300,000 Scratch and Win game. Wish big at Harris and you could win big. Use your Total Rewards card to get a free scratch card every Sunday and Wednesday at Harris North Kansas City, Council Bluffs, or St. Louis. Your scratch card gets you three chances to win and win big. If you didn't score the grand weekly prize, you can enter in our grand prize drawing with a chance at all three, each valued at over $5,000. If you wish it, you can win it with Wish It, Win It at Harris. Win your share of $300,000 in cash and prizes, only at Harris.
Knowing to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF. Must be 21 or older to gamble or to obtain Total Rewards card. See Total Rewards for complete details. Maximum of $100,000 in prizes per property.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's education designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 170 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. 1-800-853-4433.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
Jake Naughton for Bomarito Cadillac. 0% financing on all new Escalades up to 72 months. Bomarito Cadillac, I-70 in Cave Springs and St. Peters, where price sells Cadillacs.
You are running out of days to visit Beyond Lewis and Clark, the Army Explores the West. It closes January the 8th at the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park. Call 314-746-4599 for special admission offer.
Hi, it's Frank. You know, it doesn't have to be a holiday to give somebody jewelry. There's never a bad time to give jewelry, especially to the ladies. They love that jewelry. And you've been in several jewelry stores in your life. How many times have you been in a jewelry store and then you go and tell other people, oh my goodness, you've got to go in this store, there's nothing like it. Very seldom. Because in most cases, there is something like most of the jewelry stores, and it's other jewelry stores that look and feel the same and kind of carry the same merchandise. There's one exception, and it's Genovese. And when you walk in Michael Genovese, Custom Jewelers in Creve Coeur, you might think for a minute that all of a sudden you're in another town, because you didn't know that in St. Louis there was a jewelry store like this. Well, there is. And there's an open invitation for you, no matter what your budget is. If you want to spend $200,000 on a great piece of jewelry, let me tell you something. The people that do that, they want their money's worth, just like the young couples that go in and buy wedding sets. They want to get their money's worth, too. Everybody wants what they pay for. They want to get what they pay for, and you will. Quality custom jewelry from a place with an impeccable reputation for giving people their money's worth. Genovese in Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of 270.
KTRS, we are back, and we're going to head to the phones, and we'll mix in. I guess the phones lit up when I started talking about the survey stuff and the plot plan or whatever it is. And then we also mentioned that we are going to have Jose in to answer any computer questions. If you got a new computer for Christmas, or if you're just having some sort of problem with your computer right now, he can answer that, so we can mix match and all kinds of stuff with questions. So we'll start it off with Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, you too, Don.
Karen, you are so damn smart, I cannot believe it. And I do believe it because we share the same birthday.
Oh, okay. That would make us both smart. And sure. And why do you say this, Don?
I would take that fellow and drop him off at the bridge, you know, just to let Illinois and Missouri have jurisdiction of him and just get rid of him very quickly.
Oh, it's not just him. It's not just him. Yeah. But not his mother.
The reason I called is I think, and I'm starting it right now, is that we in the listening audience ought to be able to have Burke problems.
Oh, okay.
And I have a Burke problem today.
You have a problem, or you?
No, I don't need the problem solver.
Okay, you want to do something with the Burke segment?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to add something? Okay.
Yes.
Don, everybody.
All righty, guys. Hey, on Christmas Eve, I got from my local telephone company, who shall be unnamed at this point, an advertisement with my name, my address on it, and they were offering me one great deal: high-speed internet,
TV, and the whole package.
The whole package for less than $85 a month.
That's actually a good deal.
And I have been waiting for a couple of years now for DSL, and because I have DirecTV and I can get it there, but I'm a cheap Charlie. You know what I mean.
I thought your name was Don.
Yeah, you're cheap Don.
Cheap Don, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Don.
But what I'm saying is, these people sent me this lovely, glossy brochure said I could look it up online, and I looked it up online, and of course they were closed for Christmas online, but bright and early on Tuesday morning, because Monday was the holiday, I called these people, and I talked to a lovely lady. I'm sure she may have even been originally from St. Louis. Talked to her down in Dallas, and got all the information out, and she gave it my phone number for the telephone company that shall remain nameless, and she said, "Oh, we're sorry, we're not doing that in your neighborhood yet."
That's because you don't have DSL available right there.
That's exactly right. But why send me and I'll bet you this cost them probably 3 or 4 cents worth of printing. It's good lithograph on heavy stock paper.
Probably costs them more to delete your name off of their list than it does to just send it.
Yeah. And you know what? Frank can't get DSL in his area, and he gets mail like that too, but I can guarantee you, Don, that there's big things coming. Big things coming with fiber optics.
Yes.
Well, so watch for big things with fiber optics coming.
Well, see, that's the thing. The telephone company that shall remain nameless strung a DSL glass wire right down, not my street, but the next street over. I'm within 2,000 feet of that wire, and I'm told that if they have repeaters in them, they can hook you up like it was a wireless hookup.
Well, yeah. I guess not yet. But you know what, Don? We have a whole bunch of phone calls here, and we better...
Well, that's all right. I just wanted to throw my two bits into the...
Okay.
Well, we're glad you did.
Bird segment, and I hope that was a good idea for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
Have a good one, guys.
Okay, you too. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Funky Smokies. Yeah. Okay.
Ethan's in there.
Let's just move on to Ethan. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, I'm in the PM.
How are you?
Great. How was everyone's Christmas?
Oh, good. How about yours, Ethan?
Oh, it's great. And then you come back to work and hear about idiots like Karen was talking about, and I say, you know, 25-cent bullets are pretty cheap.
Yeah.
No kidding.
One of the saddest stories in a long, long time.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
Hey, there's been a couple of child abuse cases, though.
Yeah, but, you know, if you start killing the people who do it, I imagine those numbers will decline.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
Kill them right away. Don't let them sit in prison.
No. Watching cable TV, just take them outside, blast their head off, kick them into the river, and call it a day.
There you go.
But you know what? It's time we start talking about it. I'm real tired of it. So.
Yeah, well,
anyway, what can we do for you, Ethan?
Oh, well, I was just curious with the peon. Yeah, wow, shoo. With the peon science stuff, I was wondering if Famunda cheese is actually healthy as well.
Famunda cheese? No. That was not on the list. So I wouldn't, I would hold off on that till you get some more, research.
More data.
Yeah, there you go.
You get a Famunda cheese ball, but that's
Famunda
not good.
Famunda blue cheese.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
No, that's not good.
Gross me out, Dave.
All right, well, hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Ethan.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ethan.
Maybe Ethan wants to start the research on that.
Yeah.
He wants to call in a couple weeks and let us know how it worked out.
Just get a box of sociables, and there you go.
Benny's up next.
Hello, Betty.
Benny.
Oh, Benny.
Denny.
No, Denny.
Denny.
That's my fault. That's my fault back here. We got you covered.
What a cluster. Chief Chuck calling. You know,
tell Betty and Denny and Benny we said hi.
Hey, Dan, I was calling about your lot survey.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple of real easy ways to get them. No matter how many times your mortgage has been sold, your mortgage company with your loan number, if you call them direct, they'll fax it or mail it to you. There's a copy of it with your mortgage papers that you have and they have.
Oh, they should have a copy of it, too?
Yeah, I'm a contractor. I built decks for 15 years, and everybody loses them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you call your mortgage company,
it's right on back. How do you lose it?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if they don't, if you go to the library in the city you're in, it'll all be on computer. Okay. Every street and every lot with all the dimensions, the layout of the house on the lot.
At the library, too?
Every library.
Oh, cool.
I've done it 40 times in the last 15 years.
Oh, beautiful. So you can get the plot plan just for that piece of property.
Oh, yeah. Just with your address, type it in, and it'll show. It'll have all your, a whole bunch of them on one.
Yeah.
So you have to print that and then just blow it up. But, yeah, that's the easiest way to get them.
Oh, beautiful.
But you don't have to hire them guys to resurvey it.
Okay, great.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, man, thanks.
Hi, Denny.
See you guys later.
Okay,
Betty.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Betty, Benny, Denny. Thank you, sir. My, that's awesome. That's a great idea.
Mary's up next.
Hello, Mary. How you doing?
Hello, Danny. How are you? I was going to tell you have been talking about this plot plan for the last, 3 weeks?
Seems like years.
I went out of town on the 23rd, and here I am coming back on the 29th, and you're still talking about it.
Well, that's because the show's on tape.
You know what? Yeah, the show's on tape.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, cracks me up. The last caller was right. I was going to tell you that I think you can go to the county recorder of deeds, and they should, they got these great big huge books, and you look for it, you know, based on your address.
Yeah, when I talked to the lady down in Clayton, and she said, oh, all we have is plot plans for the neighborhood, and you have to have a survey. And they're telling me, I got the runaround, I got phone numbers, I have a list of phone numbers for county offices, And then you get a hold of people, and some of them, I don't know how these people got jobs or how they even got out, got through school, because it's like, so I get
Hey, I live in the city, so you think that's bad. You ought to have to deal with those people.
No, oh, boy.
Anyway,
I
agree with you 150% about the man and the woman, about the little boy in Cahokia. I think they ought to not feed them for, 6 months. Let them get down to 34 pounds, too.
Well, I certainly don't want to see any more of their friends interviewed. I'd rather see some more facts put forth regarding this child.
Yeah. Sensationalism for the for the news media. So thank you, guys. Happy New Year to everybody.
Oh, thanks,
you
Mary.
Too,
thanks,
Mary.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Should we keep going?
Yeah, Bob's up next.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, guys. I'm Amen the PM.
Hallelujah.
And basically, Dan, in reference to your survey, I'm not in the business any longer, but I was a contractor for 6 years.
Yeah,
I didn't work in St. Louis, but worked over on the east side, several different counties in Illinois. I've built a lot of decks. I've done fencing. I've done room additions. All I've had to do was basically take a piece of paper and hand draw. You can hand draw in these counties. You can hand draw a survey. Take a piece of paper. You measure your lot.
Yeah.
You write the width and depth. Measure. Show where your house sits.
You're losing Dan already. That's trouble.
Well, Dan can't draw, so we're pretty much out to.
You know, have to be width and depth.
They have to be straight lines.
I'm gonna draw a house with a little smokestack.
Stick people.
Trees.
Doesn't have to be that detailed, but if you just take because I personally hand delivered these hand drawings to the inspector, and they will approve a permit on the spot, unless the regulations are different in, in St. Louis County.
Yeah.
We've been able to hand draw them.
Wow. Cool.
It doesn't take, I don't know why no one suggested that. Maybe you can't do that in St. Louis County. I've never worked in the county. I don't know. But
well, I don't know.
I've worked in 3 or 4 counties in Illinois, and they will accept a hand drawing. I'm not an architect. You know what I mean? I'm taking a blank piece of paper. All it needs is the measurements of the yard, of the lot, show where the house sits, show the location of the deck. I can't tell you how many of these I've done just by hand.
Well, I'll move to Illinois. Call and ask them if you can do that.
I'll move to Illinois. Yeah, I'll call them and ask them. I'll have my daughter draw one with crayon.
There you go.
Here's my house.
Happy New Year, Bob.
Happy New Year to you guys. Love the show.
Happy day, sunshine.
Thanks, guys.
Right. And after you're done reading it and giving my permit, then you can hang it on your refrigerator. That's nice.
Richard's up next.
Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was calling about the problem you're having as far as getting your drawings.
Yeah.
My drawings?
I have the same problem.
You do?
I did.
Oh.
I called my agent who I bought my house from.
Yes.
And they knew the
title
company? The company that came out and did the survey.
Oh,
really? He told me which survey companies to call, and I got a hold of the right one, and they made a copy because they keep that on record.
Oh man, well I'm going to try and get a hold of our real estate agent, the girl.
Yeah, they might be able to help you out. Yeah,
we haven't talked to her for 14 years, I guess 13 or 14 years when we bought the house. So yeah, maybe I'll try and get a hold of her.
I'll do that.
All right, thanks.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Richard.
Oh man, Richard.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you just have a happy new year, too.
Thank you.
Oh, listen to your station all the time. Wow. AM and the PM.
Wow.
All right. Good to hear.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard. Bye-bye. All right. Do we need to take a break?
No.
Or can we
take one more.
Look at you. Who's up next?
Jay.
Hello, Jay.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
One more comment about your plot plan.
All right.
First of all, I question that the library would have it, although I'm an Illinois resident. But like the gal did say, the recorder of deeds would have it. And when you say they're telling you they just have a neighborhood plot plan, within that neighborhood plot plan are the individual plot plans.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But they're
saying that?
Yeah, they say, no, we don't have the individual ones. It's just the neighborhood. I'm like,
Tell her to drag out the neighborhood one, and you personally prove to yourself that that's the case.
Mm.
But you should be able to get a copy of the neighborhood one, make a Xerox of your particular property
and then blow it up, and then
blow it up, or like the other guy said, I've added rooms and decks, and all I got to do is give them some dimensions of the yard. What they want to do is make sure your your deck is not too close to the property line, supposedly.
Yeah.
So if you can prove that to them somehow, I would think it would be satisfactory. But
yeah, I would think
so,
too.
Fight City Hall.
Oh, man, it is. I've got to fight the government, man.
Yeah. Right. Maybe she just didn't like you.
Yeah, probably not.
All good luck otherwise.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. It is. It's frustrating. It's just frustrating. And you have no. You get no answers. You call some people and you just get no answers. Can we take any more calls at break?
We'll break.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, we'll break. Peon's running the show. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
There is something we all have in common every single day when we drive to work. And that is that little check engine light on our dashboard. And we say to ourselves, if we don't look at the light, it'll go away. Well, we know that's not true. And if your check engine light is on, just like 20 million other Americans, I've got a solution for you. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for AAMCO Transmissions. If that check engine light is on, you need to get your car to one of the five area AAMCO stations, and they'll check it for free. That's right. Absolutely free. Doesn't matter what type of car it is. Foreign, domestic, new car, late model, doesn't matter. Visit one of the five area locations today in Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and in St. Charles. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO or consult the local white pages for the center nearest you. For a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right. It's AA. MCO.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AAMCO Center for details.
Now is the time. Sunset Ford is the place. It's the end of the year, and Sunset Ford has too many cars and trucks. Over 1,000 vehicles in stock, and we are desperate to roll them out. Ford has given us additional new incentives to put you in a brand new car or truck at the absolute lowest price of the year. Sunset Ford has new factory-to-dealer cash to pass on, higher rebates, bigger discounts than ever before. Now is the time to buy at rock-bottom prices. Save $3,000 on Mustangs, 56 in stock. Save $2,000 on Escapes, 88 to choose from. Save on all pickups at Sunset Ford. Over 350 in stock. All discounted at rock-bottom year-end clearance prices. Save up to $12,500 on brand-new F-150 pickups. Plus, because of the sheer size and volume of our pre-owned center, Sunset Ford can offer you more for your trade-in than any dealer in town. You can't afford to miss this sale. The year-end clearance, now through Monday at Sunset Ford.
Don't close the deal. Till Sunset.
Sunset Ford. Gravoy, Lindbergh, and in Waterloo, Illinois.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? I have Purple Power. Yeah, I try to drink a glass of Welch's Purple 100% grape juice every day, because Welch's is packed with deep purple, antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it doesn't just taste good, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the natural antioxidant power of orange juice. So grab a glass of Welch's and add a little Purple Power to your life. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you could do for your heart.
With as many times as we've talked about them, and as often as we've told you, these are the people to call. I don't know how you could ever go down in your basement and see a problem and not know who to call. You know who I'm talking about? Woods Basement Systems. That's all you need to know. These people are respected. They're fast. They will get to you as soon as they possibly can. A lot of times they'll put your mind at ease by telling you this was not a big deal at all. That's crack, means nothing, we'll fix it. Other times they'll tell you that it is a big deal, and that'll put your mind at ease because it would have become a bigger deal. And then it gets real expensive. If you see a crack in the basement that you don't think should be there, you see water coming down the wall or water puddled on the floor, this is the company to call, Woods Basement Systems. If for no other reason, at least call them out one time because they're A.M. to P.M., and I think you'll use them from then on out. And I hope you don't need them often, because once you have them come out, that basement should be taken care of. Tell them you're A.M. to P.M. too. Toll free, 800-203-8384. Woods Basement Systems, their website, an easy one, woodsbasementsystems.com.
Talk Radio St. Louis.
Get the power.
The Big 550.
Of a meaningful mouse.
At KTRS.com.
I found a little time.
Live.
I know what you mean.
Streaming.
All natural, safe, and effective.
24/7.
We have the technology.
The Big 550. KTRS.
From ABC News. Alex Stone, new wildfires are popping up in Texas at this hour.
It's just a firestorm,
and you do what you can with what you've got. The answer is no, we didn't have near enough resources.
That man is there. Winds are gusty. Already four people have been killed. More than 100 homes have burned. Rose Davis is with the National Interagency Fire Center.
The forecasters aren't predicting any significant alleviation to the drought in Texas at this time and continued wet weather in the west all across them from California on up to Washington. So we're going to have to see how the next couple of months shake out and hope we can hang on to our snowpack.
Forecasters say it could be hot and dry in that region for weeks. You heard about it there in California. It's an opposite problem. Non-stop powerful storms are hitting Northern California, and that could mean a weekend of flooding in the wine country.
We've had storm after storm after storm, but there were more. There's one approaching the West Coast now. There is one for later in the weekend, and the storms go back almost all the way to Japan.
Tom Moore is chief meteorologist for the Weather Channel. Already some people have been told they may have to evacuate. A new government study says more teenagers may be depressed than most people thought. Here's ABC's Barbara Britt.
Nearly 1 in 10 American teenagers experienced major depression last year, some as young as 12, according to an annual survey of 70,000 people by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Major depression is described as a period of at least 2 weeks with symptoms including a depressed mood, loss of interest, as well as changes in sleep, eating, or concentration. Treating teens for depression is controversial since the FDA warned antidepressants can pose an added suicide risk in teens. Barbara Britt, ABC News, Washington.
And in Minnesota, the rules of the road are changing. If teens are caught talking on a cell phone while driving, they face a fine and other penalties beginning this weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
No one likes weather like this, but if you got people depending on you, you got to do what you got to do. Even if it means fighting ice and snow. But I got security under my hood, an Interstate battery. Nothing cranks like my Interstate battery, and that's as good as gold for my peace of mind. That's important when you're out in winter weather like this. For power and reliability, click on InterstateBatteries.com. Interstate, the official battery of the great outdoors.
Walgreens wishes you a happy new year. Walgreens stores will be open regular hours on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Check your Walgreens pharmacy for their holiday hours. Of course, Walgreens 24-hour locations are always open in case you need a prescription, feel a cold coming on, or simply run out of orange juice. Thank you for shopping at Walgreens during the holidays and every day. From all your friends in the over 5,000 Walgreens stores nationwide, have a happy and healthy new year.
It is 4:03. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KGRS News. Investigators say smoke inhalation killed a 75-year-old Worden man whose travel trailer burned last night in the 7600 block of Butcher Lane. The Madison County coroner says the trailer was parked next to a barn, which was also completely destroyed. John Strader was pronounced dead at the scene. O'Fallon, Missouri police are investigating after paramedics found a 7-month-old unresponsive girl at a home on Trudy Lane Christmas Eve. That girl now recovering in a hospital. But police say it's clear she has been abused several times.
There are several old healing fractures. There are multiple fractures that were not current. There were injuries that were current that morning, we believe, and there are older healing fractures to the child, and we're investigating all of those.
That is Lawrence McLean from the police department. Police say the baby girl lived with her 16-year-old mother and the mother's 19-year-old boyfriend. Police say they haven't been able to contact the girl's father, who is not the mother's boyfriend. Visitation continues at this hour. McLaughlin Funeral Home for that 6-year-old Cahokia boy found beaten to death Christmas night. Ryan Smith's funeral 10 tomorrow morning. Smith's mother, Star Lohman, and Lohman's live-in boyfriend, Lee Crutchfield of St. Louis, have each been charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. The number of area children considered at risk is growing. That's according to a new Vision for Children at Risk survey. It was released this afternoon. The research coordinator, Courtney McDermott, tells KTRS News the number of such children has grown by 30,000 over the past 2 years because more are living in poverty and they're facing the challenges that come with that.
Sometimes abuse and neglect, it's not good access to health care, poor access to quality early education programs, poor access to quality schools, lack of safe, they don't have safe neighborhoods.
McDermott says the study shows minority children are much more at risk because more of them live in poverty. She says 30% of area children are at risk, comparing with the national average, anywhere from 20 to 25%. Less than 2 weeks after suffering third-degree burns and undergoing skin graft surgery, Tanner Toops heading back to Lesterville this afternoon. Toops and his brother and sister suffered critical injuries in the Reynolds County Reservoir breach. The brother and sister discharged earlier from Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Tanner discharged today.
It's so nice to be able to deliver good news to see these three children as critically injured as they were. All of them today, you know, bouncing around and smiling and just ready to go home and start being regular kids again.
Hospital spokesman Bob Davidson tells KTRS News the Toops family have a very strong faith, profess it often. Davidson says the incident has strengthened the Toops faith. St. Louis County Police asking for your help in finding whoever damaged more than 40 vehicles with a BB gun.
We're assuming there's probably a vehicle driving through several different subdivisions in Wildwood and shooting out car windows.
Sergeant Mason Keller tells KTRS News the incidents happened between 9 last night and this morning. If you have information, you're asked to call police, 314, the area code 889-2341. Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day down 11, NASDAQ down 10, and the S&P down 4. News Channel 5 meteorologist Mike Roberts' Weather Plus forecast tonight, clearing, low 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of rain with a high of 50. 38 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you. It's sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Lotion. Try Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. It's trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes dry skin. It'll leave your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. Southbound 270 at Big Bend, a car fire. This one's on the ramp. Eastbound 270 between Lindbergh and 170, an accident. The left lane is blocked. The left lane is open on the westbound side. Traffic is backed up to Missouri Bottom. Westbound 40 between the Science Center and Hanley, slow traffic. On eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit Broadway, road crews out. The right lane's closed. The last Missouri exit ramp also closed. 11th Street is still the alternate, and traffic is backed up to Jefferson. Over on eastbound 70, it's a good run between Salisbury and 6th Street. Northbound 55, slowing, park through the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 141 between Astra Way and Tesson Ferry, road construction, the left lane is closed. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time, treasures from the royal tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
It's the year-end pre-owned holiday sale event at Jim Lynch Toyota, and it's going on now. Are you looking for a pre-owned vehicle that's just like new? At Jim Lynch Toyota, they have a huge selection of nearly new cars. So, no matter what kind of pre-owned vehicle you're looking for, chances are Jim Lynch Toyota has it. Whether you need basic transportation, a sporty ride, the comfort of a luxury car, or something for the whole family, you'll find what you're looking for at Lynch Toyota Pre-Owned. Every vehicle at Lynch Toyota is thoroughly inspected, and only the best of the best will have a Lynch name applied as their stamp of approval. Jim Lynch Toyota gives you a better pre-owned buying experience by being considerate of your time and working with you in a straightforward manner. No pressure. They'll answer all of your questions and make the process simple and easy. Don't miss this opportunity to save now during the Jim Lynch Toyota pre-owned year-end holiday sale event going on now. Jim Lynch Toyota pre-owned, I-270 in North Lindbergh, where lower costs mean bigger savings.
So what does super mean to you? I mean, when somebody says, hey, have a super day, you think, super, what are you thinking? But then it hits you. You want a super day. You deserve a super day. Because super is better than good. Super is better than great. Think about it. Nobody ever gets rescued by OK Man. You don't say, hey, standard size me. You want super. You want the Verizon Super Pages, America's best yellow pages. Because the Verizon Super Pages are the only yellow pages that go wherever you go. You want a super doctor, super attorney, or hey, how about a super plumber? Well, crack open your phone book, go to superpages.com, or try Super Pages on the go, available for cell phones, at home, at work, or at the supermarket. Just think, with your newfound superpowers, you'd be like a searching superhero without the, the tights. So what's it gonna be, the mediocre pages or the Verizon Super Pages? I say hop in the phone booth, throw on a cape, and have a super day. Verizon, we never stop working for you.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You've gotta be there.
Imagine the excitement of camping in a Palomino tent trailer from Byerly. Swimming, hiking, the campfire at the end of the day. Your Palomino pops up in minutes and features a stove, icebox, sink, large comfortable beds, and air conditioning. And owning a lightweight Palomino can be as affordable as $100 a month. At Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life. Byerly
Trailers.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
Discover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly. It's 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Don't let minor illnesses or injuries ruin your holidays. St. Luke's Urgent Care Centers will be open to serve you every day throughout the busy holiday season. Their board-certified physicians, nurses, and staff provide convenient care without an appointment. St. Luke's 4 Urgent Care Centers are also a great option for out-of-town guests who need to make an unplanned trip to the doctor. Call 314-205-6200. Or visit stlukes-stl.com. That's stlukes-stl.com.
Coming in the spring of 2006.
Let's go, go!
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Big 550, KTRS, and we're back. Frank will be back. He may join us later on today, and he may join us tomorrow. We're not sure. He may join us both days or just one day. I don't know what's going on.
Or no days,
yeah. And he may just return Tuesday. And we'll all be back on the air Tuesday together. It's very strange trying to do this without Frank, because I'm not used to doing this. It's just weird for me. But Jose Hernandez is in the studio with us, too. And if you have any computer questions, we have Joe Hipperson coming up. You can ask Jose, and Joe Hipperson will be coming up. Hopefully he doesn't sound like Mike Roberts did the other over the weekend.
Maybe he's getting better. He's on the mend.
Yeah. The Hipmeister has a little cold.
Why don't you give the numbers out for anybody?
Hey!
A computer problem.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've got a computer problem, or if you want to talk about surveys or anything else, you
no,
can give
please,
us
no more surveys.
Of any kind.
Or plot plans. You can give us a call at 969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. And let's hit the phone.
All right, Bob's up first, Dan.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Okay. Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I am in a PM guy here, boy, I tell you. Hey, listen, I know I got a couple of subjects. One of them is that personal property you were talking about. You know, that's been a pain in the rear end here in the state of Missouri.
Yes, it has.
And we're one of the few states that have that, because I've traveled a lot in a lot of other states, and they don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
I know.
They have no idea. And I'm saying, and I heard in the state of Missouri they use this money for the roads.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Well, It must be the back road.
Yeah. No, because I drive on some of those. It's not the back roads.
And then I tell you where else they use that money. Up in Jeff City up there to buy new furniture up there for their rooms and all that.
Well, I hope after they buy that, then they have to pay personal property tax on that stuff.
I tell you, if you can have somebody call in, you know, about a couple of months ago about this emission.
Yes.
The emission check. Okay, now that contract was supposed to be up the year 2007, and they say they're going to do away with it. Now, I heard, no, they're not going to do away with it. They're going to continue with this thing.
No, that's our buddy Neil St. Ange, who actually listens to the show, but he wants to keep it, and they keep saying that we have to keep it because of the pollution and the Clean Air Act and all this other crap, but it's all a bunch of hooey.
Yeah.
The whole system's screwy.
It's just St. Louis and Kansas City, right, that participate, those communities?
Yes, yeah. Just the big cities.
Boy, I tell you, I just can't. I'll let you guys go. Nice talking to you, and Happy New Year to all of you.
Oh, well, you too, Bob.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye. Oh, sorry. Cut him off there.
Cut him off.
You know what? It's just a man trying to bring us down.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Down with the man.
Down, yeah. Don't bring us down.
What are you talking about?
The government.
He's the
man.
Roll.
The government is the man. They're trying to bring us down. We need to close the Burke segment. We never did that.
Hurry up.
Driving Jose. Okay, the Burke segment's officially closed.
Todd's up next.
Hello, Todd.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
Good. Yeah,
how are you?
Me in the PM. Yesterday I called and my mute button was on, so when I got on, you didn't hear anything.
What?
Oh, I heard him. Did
what?
You guys?
We Todd? Can't hear you, Todd.
Hey, Deb, one more comment on your survey thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a surveyor, but I stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night.
All right. Yeah.
Just give your address. I'll draw you a picture.
Okay.
It'll be a satellite view, and it won't cost extra.
All right. Beautiful.
Now, since the 29th of the big announcement and everything, I don't know if I've heard anyone on the air congratulate you guys.
For what?
For staying on the air.
For making it?
Oh,
betcha.
Oh, well.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
Well, thank you.
We congratulated ourselves.
We kind of go day to day here, you know.
And had a sigh of relief.
Well, you guys are right in there in my book.
Well, thanks.
Well, that's very nice.
Thanks. And we're excited. We're excited about 2006. It'll be fun.
Well, one other last comment.
Yes, sir.
You guys are doing a wonderful job without Frank.
What? We are?
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh.
Todd, the mute button.
You better put your mute button on.
Yeah, turn your mute button off on the radio.
I think that was Todd's outside voice.
Thanks, Todd, but you don't know how my armpits are sweating.
We don't need to know.
Well, you guys are professionals. It doesn't show. And, of course, we're always glad to have Frank, even when he calls in.
Yeah.
Well, we're telling Matt, and you have a Happy New Year, Todd.
Thank you. Same to all of you.
Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Freddie's up next.
People only
Hello, Freddie.
Hi. I just had one more comment on the plot map.
Go ahead.
I just stole my idea, but I was going to suggest going out on Google and getting a satellite picture from Google Maps.
Oh, you know what? I guess you could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah. I don't know why not.
I'll check that out.
And then you could blow it up and put your measurements on it and make it as good as you wanted it.
Yeah, and then write them a little note and just say, here, stick this, stop bringing me down.
That is what you were first going to say there.
Hey, yeah.
All right, Karen. Hi, Karen.
Oh, Freddie, hi.
Bye, Freddie.
Bye.
You know, he mentioned those Google Maps. Have you ever played around on that before, the satellite, where you can play with the... You know, you can go from, like, looking at a map to, like, the actual satellite image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever played with that?
Jose,
I sat there for, like, 2 hours one night just looking around at all the different areas that they look like from, you know, from above. It's really neat. You can go through and you can go on, like, the road maps, and then you can switch over to the actual satellite. I think it's pretty cool.
Good story, Dan.
No, that's Trevor
over there.
It's Trevor.
Yeah.
It's the chair. Yeah.
Rick's up next.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
How
are you guys doing?
I don't know. Good. I'm still deciding, quite frankly.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Rick.
Listen, Dan, don't try the Google thing. That won't work. They won't accept that.
All right.
What they want is a blueprint. And are you going to build that duck yourself?
No, I actually have somebody that's going to build it.
Okay, well, if you're going to have a licensed contractor, usually takes care of all of that.
Yeah, he...
I used to do it, but it got to be a big hassle, so I quit doing it.
No, he's gonna do it, and he's going to get the permit and everything, but he just told me he needed a plot plan to go get
it done. I just did one like 4 months ago for my mom and dad, and I went through the same thing, but they actually want a blueprint with... Just a drawn-up blueprint from, like, a contractor is all they want, and then you're good to go, as long as it matches up to the codes where you're building it.
Yeah, it's just a man trying to bring us down.
Yeah.
They don't want you to put a deck up.
That's right. They're sticking it to you.
That's right.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
This is like our New Year's resolution list. If we could get rid of, we'd get rid of personal property tax. We would get rid of the emissions test. In
get
Missouri.
Rid of the man.
We'd get rid of get rid of plot plans, the need for them, and permits.
That darn man.
And the government. Got a good list going so
man
far.
Man bringing us down.
Sandy's up next.
Let me build a deck, man. All right. Hello, Sandy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm fine. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
How'd you just get up?
Good afternoon, AM and the PM is who I am.
Hallelujah.
And I want to talk about the personal property tax to the city of St. Louis. I lived in the city for almost 50 years. I've since been to Missouri.
Oh.
Out there, we got the city tax, we got the county tax, we still got the state tax. So they do pretty much the same thing to you out there. They just call it something different.
Oh, yeah.
And in Tennessee, I've gone through there. I know people that live there. They don't have personal property tax, but they have to, when they take their vehicles, they pay an exuberant tax on that. They pay more than we do on our cars when we plate them and things like that. All the states have a way of getting their money from you.
Oh, man.
They just call it something different.
The man's everywhere.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop bringing us down.
I didn't hear that one.
She knows, I think.
They just don't want us to have our own money.
That's right.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
Happy New Year, Sandy. Yeah.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bill's up next.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, everybody. AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. You don't work for the man, do you, Bill?
Are you the
no,
man?
No, I don't.
Is he the man?
Yesterday when Joe Hipperson was talking about the movies coming out next year, like late 2006, he mentioned like Pac-Man coming out as one of the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The video.
You guys remember back in the 80s the cartoon show Pac-Man that was on every Saturday?
I think so. I think I do.
I don't remember Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm...
Peon, you're young enough. You might remember that.
I think so.
I mean, I used to watch that every Saturday. They had Pac-Man, I want to say like Donkey Kong and Frogger. They had a whole bunch of them.
Frogger.
Back then.
I love Frogger.
Oh, I did too.
So you're looking forward to the movie coming out, I'm guessing.
What was the cartoon about? Was it just a little head chasing somebody, chasing
I
little dots around?
In the ghost,
it had feet and arms.
Right. He had legs, and he was like married to Miss Pac-Man, and they had
Pac-Man,
and the ghost tried to chase them all throughout the cartoon.
Oh, God.
And then the power pellets were like in these trees, and the ghost got too close to eat one of them off the tree, and then the ghost would turn purple like it did in the video game.
Oh, yeah.
That's one episode, then.
then they run the other way.
Yeah.
Episode two. And then they ran up for three and down for four.
And they went through the screen. They went over out of the screen and came over on the other side.
Yeah. Clockwise. And clockwise.
Is there anything else, Bill?
Is Joe calling in today for his usual Thursday thing?
Yeah, he is.
He remembers those, too.
Okay.
Since he mentioned it yesterday, and he didn't mention about the cartoon show.
The Pac-Man cartoon and the other one, right? What was the other one?
Right.
Frogger.
I know there's Pac-Man or Frogger, Donkey Kong. There's a whole bunch of them, and all those games were popular back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Then they made cartoon shows out of them. Like Rubik's Cube, that was another one.
Rubik's Cube?
They had a Rubik's Cube cartoon.
Really?
And Menudo did the theme song.
Oh, my goodness.
What the heck was that about?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I just remember watching it because they showed them all one right after the other. So, like, every Saturday for, like, 3 hours solid, it was all these fad cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I figured I'd see if you guys would remember that. Maybe Joe might as well.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
All right, thanks.
All right,
and
all
thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
you happy New Year, Bill.
Bye-bye. All right,
thanks. Bye.
All right. I bet the man made those cartoons stop.
Yeah, Gail's up next.
Hello, Gail.
Good afternoon. I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
I have two things.
You do?
Number one, Karen, you have not said one thing today that I disagree with.
Oh, well, thank you, Gail.
I always appreciate your opinion because you are one smart lady.
Well, what? What?
Hey, knock it off.
Oh, too, Gail.
We're
and
there
another
right
thing,
with you.
I want to know if Dan got to spend any Christmas time with his boys.
Yes, I did.
Good, because my cousin lives across the street from there. I think you know him, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
my
Ken.
My cousin Kenny. And he I saw him at Christmas, you know, Christmas Day, and he was saying that he lives across the street from Dan Strauss's boys. And I was like, you're kidding me. He said, no. He said, they're good kids, and he sees them every once in a while. So
yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
He sees, probably sees my oldest, Corey, more
Corey,
than
yeah.
More than
I
any
think
of them, yeah.
20?
Yes.
Yes.
Soon
Corey.
To be 21.
Oh,
21.
Man.
21 coming up January.
Do you feel bad?
Oh, yeah, I feel horrible.
Oh, you feel horrible. You got a baby car.
21 January 22nd. Is somebody picking up the other line?
I did because my cell phone is beeping on me.
Oh.
But anyway, I just want to tell you guys. Anyway.
Hello. Oh, happy New Year to you, Gail.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow. Corey's going to be 21 January 22nd. I said, what do you want to do for your birthday? Of course, the casino.
Casino.
So we're going to the casino.
Drink?
Then
drinking?
Oh,
sloshed.
I'm sure.
Trump.
Have a beer or two. But, yeah, the casino. He wants to go to the casino. And then he says, let's go to the east side.
And do what?
You know, I don't know.
Go to
drive
the Hokie Mounds.
You want me to go there?
The Hokie
Mounds.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, you know what? It's kind of weird going to one of those places with your son.
It is?
Yeah. Isn't it? It's just kind of, it's a little strange. We did that up in Windsor when we take our trip up to Windsor every year in August.
Ballet.
Yeah, well, not just to the ballet, but we go up there and play hockey, and then there's the Windsor Ballet, which is called Cheetahs, and one of the it's 19 in Canada. 19
for what?
For drinking and everything.
And what, Dave?
And strip bars. But one of the guys, his son was our goalie, and he was 19. So I asked him, I said, did you go to Cheetahs with your dad? And he goes, oh, no! I can't go there and look at that stuff with my dad. And then I asked his dad, I said, did you go with your son? Oh, no, I can't say, no, I can't do that, no. So, I don't know, it is, it's kind of weird. You're sitting
yeah,
there.
My picture.
It would be. It would
yeah.
be.
Sitting there with your son. Look at that. Hey.
Look at those two.
Look at that. Here's a chair dance.
Check
for
out
you.
Those twins.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Here's a chair dance. I'm leaving.
Tim's up next.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I am in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the other day you guys played a rerun, and you had that blind gentleman under Ned Cox who built them shuffleboard tables.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you know, does he still do that? I know he was 88 at the time.
Yeah.
I wrote down his phone number. I just didn't want to call him just because that was 2 years ago, I think, when you had that show on.
Well, yeah. We haven't heard from him in this past year, have we, Dan?
No, we haven't heard from him
at all.
But
I wouldn't think it would hurt to call.
I guess I could. I just didn't want to, you know, if he wasn't doing that anymore, or if you guys had heard from him or whatever.
Why don't you just say if he's dead?
Yeah.
You don't want to call and say.
Yeah, you know.
The person you are trying to reach.
Yeah. Hi, is Ned? Is Ned there? Oh no, Ned's no longer here.
Well, he was 88, but
yeah.
He didn't have a girlfriend, so you know.
He's Ned, probably fine.
I'm
glad to hear from you.
Yeah, Ned sounded okay, but those shuffleboard things apparently were really cool.
Try the number, I would say.
Yeah, try it.
I'll probably just try the number and see what see who's answers. I guess.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, bye, Tim.
Bye, bye.
Judy's up next.
Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
And you guys were talking about getting a deck built.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you needed a plot plan?
Yeah.
Well, a plot plan really is a survey of your property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. It's a survey and it's like a drawing of the property.
Right. You get that back when you bought your house.
Yeah, we can't find it.
Well, your title company will give it to you.
Yeah, I already talked to the title company. They sent something over, and that's not the plot plan.
They didn't send you a survey?
No, we can't find it anywhere. We can't find the plot plan
anywhere.
But
it's because it's Dan.
Yeah.
You understand.
Okay. Well, plot plan is, that people use that term, but it's really called a survey, so I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just really, it's like beating your head against the wall trying to get this stupid thing.
Yeah.
I'm beating my head against the wall, and I don't even know.
And you know what
else? How long ago did you buy it? How long have you had your house?
About 14 years.
Oh, well, that could be then.
Yeah.
But most of the title companies keep their files for a long time, and they should be able to find it for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm going that route next.
All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you.
Thanks, Judy. You know
Thank
what it
you.
Is? It's just the man trying to bring you down.
The man.
Hi, Judy.
Thank you. Hi. Happy New Year.
You too.
Dave's up next.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
AM and a PM. I had a thought maybe, like, since you had your house 14 years, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but if you just bought your house, I figure maybe your attorney may have a copy of all your stuff.
My attorney?
Your lawyer? Your attorney?
Yeah.
Did you have one then when you got your house?
No.
Oh, you didn't have an attorney when you got your house?
No, we didn't.